When I came into work this morning, I picked up the papers as I usually do, and on the front of the Sun this morning, there is a headline, and it reads, "Frank and Walters killed my fish." And I needed to get to the bottom of this one because, you know, when you see, you know, a story about your buddies on the front page, which involves, I don't know, maybe a potential arrest down the line. I don't know where this one's going to go. I think this was triggered by a chat that we had with Noel Gallagher on the show. So my interview the last day with Noel was,
"You used to roadie for a couple of bands with the Frank and Walters here in Cork."
I do remember the Franks. I didn't roadie for them, though.
Did you not? He's lying.
The first couple of EPs they had were great. Now, they came on tour within Spiral Carpets. May have helped them set a drum kit up once or twice. I wouldn't go as far as to say I was one of their roadies, though.
So he had denied Black and Blue that he was ever the roadie, even though Ashley and Paul convinced me many, many years ago that he was there. Paul, was he your roadie?
He was, yeah. I mean, the thing is, what happened was... Or roadie at the time when we were playing with the Inspiral Carpets, he left because he was on a retainer with a band called The Almighty.
Okay.
And kind of basically Noel then just because he just filled in for him, you know. He helped us set the kit up, and you know, he was at the side of the stage in case we broke a string. So he was roadie.
He was roadie, so he's the liar.
No, we didn't pay him, like, but you know, because he was roadie for the Inspiral. No, but maybe he wanted the money. I don't know.
So you got him for free. You basically got Noel. But who? This is all pre-Oasis now. He wasn't in a band at the time, so yeah. we weren't to know that this would have ever happened 30 odd years later. But this story on the front of the Sun, "The Frank and Walters killed my fish." This is up there with Freddie Starr at my hamster. This is in terms of in terms of bizarre headlines. What happened there?
Well, basically, like when we were kind of touring with the Inspiral Carpets, it was about a 10-day tour around England, and we kind of got to know Noel, and we kind of got on with him because he obviously had Irish ancestry and stuff like that, and
yeah,
we kind of gravitated towards each other, and he was a really nice fella, and we just got on well. And what happened was, at the end of the tour, which was in Oldham, was the last gig of the tour, he brought us back to his flat. He had a flat in Oldham, and he was invited us back. And he had a kind of an aquarium with some fish in it. And we found out later, like about a couple of months later, that Noel wasn't happy with us because his fish died, you know?
Oh, no.
And we suspected that it might have been one of our entourage, like that, because there was a few of us.
Yeah.
We might have just poured some vodka inside and the fish boiled.
Oh no, accidentally. Oh my God.
Yeah, accidentally.
Oh my God. And the poor little fish didn't make it. Okay, so now there's a murder inquiry has been opened off this, Paul. This might be the last conversation we have until you get a SIM card in prison. Well, you know, what is it, accomplice to murder, isn't that it? Is that what they call it, when you end up in court? Well, it has made, it's global news this morning. The Frank and Walters are now back on the front page yet again. So you've given your statement. I would expect Anglesey Street will send out two cars later on for an inquiry around this.
You'll be in a holding cell in about 3 hours, Paul.
Absolutely, Paul.
I don't know. It's kind of crazy. I'm a bit nervous at the moment. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Everything will be all right because this again, we're going back to 1992 here. So I think
you still want to tie up all your loose ends, though. I'd say
absolutely. You do, Paul. Paul, get rid of all that Bitcoin that you have. Okay. See, Paul is my Sunday morning hurling buddy. We meet up at the hurling pitch most weekends.
Oh, right, okay.
For an old chinwag. So listen, I'm delighted that you've got away with it this far, Paul. But I think that it's been nice knowing you, buddy. And
thanks.
If you want me to visit, I don't know, visitation hours will be what?
Send like me the videos of the hurling matches. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll mind Isaac for you. Okay, I promise you.
Excellent.
Paul from the Frank and Walters, you're a legend. Thanks so much for talking to us, and we'll see you later.
Thanks for being here.
Take it easy. Take what a mad story.
Oh, that's so good.
Frank and Walters killed my fish. Have you ever heard the likes of it? Oh,
let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Paladuff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the money.
straight to the pop quiz. Tina, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you, girl?
I'm good.
You're looking well. Are the kids gone back today, Tina?
They went back yesterday.
Oh, happy days. And how much Prosecco did you pop open yesterday morning?
Oh, God, just 10 bottles.
I hear you.
Well, listen, you've had a busy summer. Every parent with kids has had a mad summer trying to keep them entertained. I'd love you to win this 1,000 euro and pamper yourself and get some treats for yourself. A little bit of a
break. So would I.
Yeah, a little bit of a break. Let's give it a go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
How many were in the original Westlife, Tina?
5.
What planet were Zig and Zag from? They came from a planet.
Planet Zog.
Zog is correct. Question 3. Who did Barry Keoghan break up with? Famous singer.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
We played her about 20 minutes ago. You can't pass, but I can help you. If you give me her surname, I'll accept it. Sabrina?
Carpenter.
Question 4. Garfield was what type of an animal?
Cat.
Question 5. Who wanted a heart in The Wizard of Oz? Which character?
Oh, jeez.
It was 3 characters and the one with the heart.
Who is our...
question number 6. Who is Royalty Brown's famous singer dad? So Royalty Brown. Think of a famous singer with the surname Brown.
Oh, jeez. Blank.
Blank Brown. That's not correct. William John Paul Gallagher. And that's as far as we got. Tina, some days they suit you, some days they don't. Yeah. That's all. That's the way it goes. 5 in Westlife. Zog is correct. Sabrina Carpenter. Garfield is a cat. The Tin Man. Wanted a heart. Who wanted the courage? The lion.
The lion.
What did the scarecrow want?
I can't remember.
No. Two tickets for Oasis.
A bit tidying up.
And it was Chris Brown was the answer to number 6 then.
Right.
Yeah. It was there in front of you all the time. Tina, in Mayfield, with your 4 boys, we got 50 euro voucher for Easy Living Interiors on its way to you. And we'll get you back again, Tina, okay?
Well done, Tina.
Unreal.
Bye. Okay. Red FM Breakfast with Now. 20 past 7 in the morning. If you want to contact us, 0868104106 on WhatsApp, or you can email the show anytime. If there's anything we can help you out with, anything you're involved in Cork, you let us know. It's kc@redfm.ie on the email. And yes, it's Power Hosers Assemble. We have, I don't know how this started, we started a new club on the show yesterday. And I was talking, like, if you've got some nerdy stuff going on in your life, you know, things that you like to do.
And everybody does.
Everyone's a nerd.
Yeah.
You all have your own little thing that you love.
Absolutely.
But I get great satisfaction and solace and peace and almost meditative states when I'm power hosing. I do. I love it. I'm addicted to it. And at any excuse, I can break out the old power washer out of the shed. On go the Wellingtons and the overalls and the goggles. And I'm tearing into the back and the front of the house. I'd even do the drive for the neighbour if I was...
And are you a control freak? Like, would you let somebody else do it while you used to buy and watch? Or are you like, no, I'm doing it.
Give me that hose.
Okay.
Yeah. It all started off the back of the pop quiz yesterday. Let's go to Malifornia and talk to Con from Mallow. Con is busy. He's just taking a quick break, Vic, from doing a bit of power hosing.
Oh, he's one of your friends.
Oh, power hosing enthusiasts.
Here we go now, Con. Prepare yourself.
Hiya, Con. I've been trying to get a power hosing enthusiast club set up in Cork.
Let's do it.
We all get together once a month and show each other our hoses.
How do you feel?
I've got a long hose, Molly.
Ah, not as long as mine, kid. I've 30 yards of hose.
Nobody wants to know about either of your hoses.
What kind of unit are you using, Con?
It's a Titan, a screw fix. Titan. It's actually great. They're brilliant.
Hey, Anne, how's it going?
Hi, Marla Casey. Oh my God, have I got the power hoser of all women, the Terminator, with power hose in her hand. My sister, Louise.
Yeah.
She is the ultimate power hoser. You think she was in the Terminator, the way she has the power. I'm telling you now, you want to see her at my mother's, she goes to my brother's, she goes to everyone's house. She is Wellington's jacket,
headdress, overalls, the whole kit, yeah.
I mean, now, this girl, I left her in the picture, she's just a power hoser. I'm telling you, for life.
She gets it. the joy of power hosing, and will she be the first honorary lady in the power hosers club?
100%.
Yes! This might be, I swear to God, this might be the greatest day of my life, Vic.
Okay. This is the power hosing stuff again, is it?
Casey, can I join your power hosing club? I have a power washer I use for most jobs. And I have a spare one as well. That's how you work it. See, if one goes down, you need to have one to back you up. That's from Kevin. We now have 10 members in the power hosing enthusiast club.
Okay, lads, I feel like I've missed the boat on this one. I don't get it. I don't get it. What's so amazing about power hosing?
It's just...
You're just washing something.
It's no. It is, as our man on the quiz said, it's a bit of private time. It's a little bit of time. It's you versus the dirt.
No, I still don't get it.
And it is. It's like if you have them really... If the side of the house is manky, you know, after winter when it's all... And you've got dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And kids.
Yeah.
And winter.
Yeah.
And it looks... And it's just that lovely... When you look back and you go, look at how clean that is. It is, if you've got any kind of cleaning OCD like I do, power hosing is just, it's like, it's almost therapeutic. I now have 15 members of the power hosing club.
Oh, lads,
the power hosing enthusiast club. This is, I don't know if James is going to join. Morning, James.
Yeah, how's that in the mud?
So, James, you do this for how many hours a day?
10 hours.
Wow.
Of non-stop power hosing. Are you working for yourself?
No, I'm working for another fella. We're working in factories and stuff like that. It's industrial cleaning and stuff.
Okay.
You know, I don't get to do it with my sharp pants on and sunglasses and factor 50 and stuff like that, you know?
You're the real deal. You're my hero. Like, you get to do this all day, every day. How long have you been doing it, James?
Oh, I'm at this crowd now about 4 years, I'd say.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So every...
You're more welcome to come down in the morning.
Oh.
I'll take over the show for an hour.
James, don't invite him. He'll be there after the show.
James, you come in. We do a gig swap. You come in here and do this guff for an hour. No better buchel. You'd be well able for it.
Absolutely.
So I'd probably get rid of him because I don't have
Oh, my God. We can set up a website.
What would it be called?
Hose Hub. Only hose. For a monthly subscription, you can watch me wash my backyard. There's weirdos out there that would pay for that. Anyway, that's how it rolled out yesterday. And maybe this has been my calling. This is the reason I got into radio, was to be able to assemble the Power Hosers Club. This could be my destiny.
Have you decided what you're going to call it yet?
Well, I've had a superb selection of names that have come in, but I'm going to go with Anne's one.
Okay.
The Cork Hosiers.
Yeah.
Cork Hosiers. I like it. I like it a lot.
The Cork Hosiers.
It's clean and brandable, you know what I mean?
Casey!
Hello!
How are you? My name is James. And it's my first day at school, like, and come here.
Yeah.
We had no summer, like, and it's like Santa.
That's so true.
Why is there sunshine when we go back to school?
Yeah. Aww.
Okay, this is very exciting. Yesterday we kicked off our new breakfast show club. This is the Power Hose Enthusiast Club the show. And when we left the show yesterday, we had 22 members. I'm proud to say that number has surpassed 40 members of the Power Hose Enthusiast Club. Everyone from English Paul to Alan Dermot Foster, Kate Ann Eilish, Kevin, Jackie Louise. A list goes on and on and on.
Wow.
And I have an update for you. Good morning, Casey. Morning, Victoria. As an esteemed member of the Red FM Power Washing Association, I've had far too much time in my hands. He has written an agenda. So the agenda for the week ahead, this is how it's going to roll out. Monday Madness, where we show what we washed over the weekend. I like it.
All right.
Tech Tuesdays, where we share new equipment and discuss the issues of brown power hosing. Wet Wednesdays for winners, with Casey as chairperson, gives a wet prize to our sponsor. We can do wet t-shirts and everything.
Oh,
the whole time.
My God.
Thursdays, we'll have one day where wives and girlfriends don't have to hear about our hoses.
Hey!
Fantasy Friday, where we share our dream wash over the weekend. And then obviously Saturday and Sunday, we're busy, you know.
Right.
Showering pavements and patios and everything. And that is how the week is going to play out.
It's a full schedule, isn't it?
I'm telling you, we are busy.
Red FM's Summer Cash Machine.
Thank you, Club Secretary English Ball, for that itinerary for the week ahead. We do appreciate it. Now, back to business. You could buy 1,000 power washers at £200 a pop. if you win yourself the cash machine. Never don't, obviously. This money's going to go guaranteed tomorrow between 3 and 4. €200,000 for today. This is my final shout out and gentle reminder. But if you want to get in on the draw and you haven't yet done so, you got to text the word RED to 57557. If you're in, you're in. If you're not, this is what you need to do. If you want to play, text RED to 57557. The important stuff, you must be over 18. You are playing across the Goal Out network of stations, and redfm.ie will get you the T's and C's. The entry must be with us by 3 p.m. on Friday. And then Kira will instruct Barry to make that phone call. You'll hear the whole thing play out live on air. Somebody has to answer, but it's a guaranteed amount. If you miss the call, you've handed 200 grand to somebody else. Dua Lipa, and that is Illusion on Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. Neil Prendeville Show on the way just after 9 o'clock this morning. Mick is in for Neil this morning. That's coming up for you. Back to the power hosing people. This is just snowballing. KC, do the Power Hose Club offer legal advice for professionals like a union? I'm not a pro, I'm just an amateur, but I'm looking to help out. Fabiano, we will look to unionise the organisation in time.
You?
When we reach 100 members, we'll have a chat about it. Hi, Casey. I would like to be considered as the treasurer of FEC. Yes. PHEC, Power Hose Enthusiast Club. Yes, that's how it's pronounced.
FEC!
We are now known as
FEC!
I could have told you that.
I have a power hose schedule for the year ahead. I have three power hoses in different strengths, different attachments. I'm free to be the treasurer. Deirdre, you are officially the treasurer of
FEC.
You've been hit by, you've been struck by a dumb criminal.
And to all our new members, we welcome you. So we're going to get back to this tomorrow morning on the show. We're going to get back to this. But I want to know, have you had an incident with a dumb criminal? Like, has anything happened to you that involves somebody tried to steal something off you and then they got caught? What happened? What are your stories? You can email us, kc@redfm.ie. You can voice note 0868 104 106. These are the stories I'm looking for. Different things that happened. There was a seafood and grill restaurant down the country that put up a post on Facebook. Happy Father's Day to you all. To the guys who had a meal here in the restaurant today and decided not to pay for their meal, there is a God. You left a bag of clothes and one of your wallets with your PTSB bank card and other cards that identify you.
That's so good.
So they legged it out. You're also on CCTV, even though you decided to sit outside in the sun, and I wonder why you did that. You can pick up your wallet whenever it suits you and pay the €111.80.
Oh, that is so good, isn't it?
Now, this is all off the back of over 3 days ago, police arrested a man who broke into a house. The alarms go off. And when they arrived, he was sitting in the front room with his mask rolled up, and he was a chapter into a book that he picked up off the coffee table.
That's a whole new meaning of getting distracted, isn't it?
Yeah. Idiot criminal was busted for robbing a petrol station. He again left his debit card behind, left it on the counter. A fella robbed a load of beer out of an off license and then cracked one open and chatted to witnesses before the police arrived. These are the kind of stories I'm looking for. So get them into us, drop us an email or drop us a WhatsApp later on, and we'll get back to all of your dumbest criminals for tomorrow.
Vix VIPs on Cork's Good Times, Red FM.
All right, my dear, what's going on?
Okay, Red FM has been nominated for 5 awards at this year's IMROs.
No, the radio
the
Oscars.
The radio Oscars, that's a great way of describing them. We're really, really happy. It's obviously great doing the show. And by the way, we're celebrating our 1 year birthday this week.
This show is a year
this
in the
week,
year.
It was actually yesterday.
This golf has survived a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
happy birthday, awesome. Thank you, listeners. If you're new to the show,
welcome in.
Welcome to the madhouse. Yeah.
We've been nominated for Best Breakfast Show, which is obviously amazing. Music and Entertainment Presenter of the Year. Entertainment Inserts, which is just all the funny bits and the sketches that we do on the show. And then, of course, the magnificent Neil Prendeville has also received 2 nominations. So, well done.
Good luck, gang.
Good luck.
And good luck to everybody in the radio industry. I know our neighbours across the road got plenty of nods as well. It's great for Cork Radio. So
it is.
I think it's a good thing. And it's always... it's one of those nights, the Radio Awards in Kilkenny,
yeah,
where the whole radio industry gets together and all the dodgy deals of who's going to move to what station are done.
Yeah.
Under the table.
Russian roulette.
Yeah, it usually happens in the gents at the urinals.
Yeah.
You wouldn't come and do breakfast, would you? Actually, I might. You never know. Anyway, 7:46 is the time. What's going on?
We were playing a little bit of this earlier. So Sabrina Carpenter, who has reportedly recently broken up with actor Barry Keoghan, gave a live performance. This was on, you know, the BBC Live Lounge.
Oh, they bring people in and get them to do covers. Yeah. It's really good, yeah.
So she actually chose Good Luck Babe, which is the massive, probably the biggest song on the planet right now.
Mm-hmm.
The massive song by Chappell Roan. And wondering if it's dedicated to Barry Heaven.
I just wonder, yeah.
It's fine, it's cool. You can say that we're nothing but you know the truth. And guess I'm the fool. With her arms out like an angel through the car.
It's really good. Yeah. I really like it. It sounds great. Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, you just did.
Yeah. It's really, really... Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Oh, that's really nice. I just got a photograph sent into the show.
Yeah?
Me and my son, Ozzy, met actor Robert Sheehan at the Lock yesterday.
Oh!
Robert was feeding the swans.
Oh.
He was an absolute gent. And he said his dog had just stopped to enjoy... He and his dog had just stopped to enjoy the nice day at the Lock.
Ah, what a legend.
Yeah, so Robert Sheehan is knocking around Cork.
Where's he from originally, Dublin?
I think Robert is Dublin, or maybe he could be from outside Dublin.
All I've ever heard about him, though, is that he's a really, really nice guy.
Very sound guy. Very, yeah. Very funny as well.
Yeah.
He did a brilliant piece with Brendan O'Connor recently enough, talking about how meditation pretty much saved his life.
Absolutely.
Because of the madness of the mind.
I heard it. Yeah, it was very good. Very good. You know Hot Tour Girl?
Yes.
Hayley Welch is her name. She says she's kind of fed up with the name and she wants to move on from it.
Okay.
She made the comment, she was appearing on a dating show, it's called West Date Ever. The host is West Wilson and they were on a boat and she was just chatting about the fact that that is her name now and it would be nice to move away from it.
Yeah, it's kind of what made you.
It is.
Yeah.
She's already made 70 grand just selling hats.
She's doing all right.
And that's not including t-shirts and all the rest of the merchandise. But, you know, on reflection, she's wondering if perhaps it was the best idea to say that.
Buy a lot of power washers with 70 grand. Yeah.
Are you okay with the name Hawk Tua, or do we want, like, you're
pushing for... We're trying to step away from it.
Yeah, and you want to be Haley.
Yeah.
Right?
Not Mrs. Hawk.
Once the Hawk Tua stuff is, like, kind of dead... Where do you see yourself?
So we're steering towards like podcasts and stuff like that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And people, a reality TV show. We've
like
talked about it.
Your twang, huh?
Oh yeah, they love my twang.
It's never going to happen. Haley, I'm really sorry. If something like, if an internet meme and a viral clip makes you famous forevermore.
You're pretty much known as that, aren't you, forever?
She'll be 97 years of age. In a home.
God.
In a home somewhere. And some old fellow will walk by. Been on that thing.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Only pay for what you want to watch. Now you know.
Quentin Tarantino. I'm a massive Tarantino fan. Have been for, I don't know, 25 years. When did he bring up Pulp Fiction first? Probably 25 years ago.
Favourite film?
Favourite film? Oh, good one. Reservoir Dogs,
yeah,
I think, out of all of them.
Yeah.
I really liked Kill Bill, even though loads of people thought Kill Bill was rubbish. And do you know there's an incredible Quentin Tarantino movie? It's called Dusk Till Dawn.
I've seen it, yeah.
George Clooney.
That's right.
It's completely
really
normal. And then all of a sudden, they're in a party with a load of vampires.
Yeah.
And it's mental.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
It's typically Tarantino. But his last film... is coming very, very soon. He's working on it at the moment. And you know it's probably going to be 12 hours long.
Yeah.
And there's going to be millions of people involved in it. But Tarantino has stepped into the Alec Baldwin debacle.
Okay.
Now, Baldwin is a free man. He went to court. The court case was dropped. He should never have been in court, I think. I've struggled to understand why he was brought into it, why he was arrested. He was handed a gun, a prop gun, it's supposed to be a prop, on set. He didn't bring it to work with him, you know?
No, yeah.
But Tarantino has stepped in to say that Alec Baldwin is partly to blame for the set shooting on the movie Rust.
Why?
Well, here's his logic behind it.
The armorer is 90%, the guy who handles the gun, the armorer is 90% responsible for everything that happens when it comes to that gun. But the actor is 10% responsible.
Well, what should he? What should he have done? Looked into the barrel, or like shot at one? I mean, you can't like shoot it because then you're using
it. If he went through the steps that he's supposed to go through, then he's.
What are the steps?
Well, it's like, okay, so you see the barrel is clear. They show you that the barrel is clear, that there's not anything wedged in between the barrel. You actually show you the barrel. And then they show you some version of like, here are our blanks. These are the blanks. And then here's the gun. Boom. Now you're ready to go. It's ready for two, or it's ready for three. And if the actor knows he has three hot rounds in his gun, and he knows that, like, okay, I'm going to do a scene, blah, 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 blah. And he knows he's got three hot rounds as he's doing the scene. And then at this point, bam, bam, bam. Okay, if one of the rounds doesn't go off while he does his bam, 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 then he should, like, cut the scene and say, guys, one of the rounds didn't go off. I think I'm still holding a hot gun here.
I think he's talking rubbish.
Okay, so he's saying that it's a technical, it was a technical error, and that Alec Baldwin should have checked or been shown.
Yeah, but you're handed, this is where the whole thing, like, it hurts my head, because you're on set.
Yeah.
There's a shooting scene. There is an armorer who hands you a gun. The gun has blank bullets to make that bang, bang noise.
Yeah.
As
he explains, there's an exchange then that should take place between the actor and the armourer.
Yeah, but like, what's the actor supposed to do? Sorry, I'm just going to shoot some cans off a wall to make sure this isn't real.
You see, I know.
You know what I
saying.
Mean?
Yeah.
It's somebody's job. They shouldn't be live armour on a set anyway. They shouldn't be real guns brought within a kilometre
Absolutely,
of the place.
Absolutely, yeah. That's the bigger question, isn't it, really? Why was there live ammunition there?
Yeah. Anyway, well, that's gone to bed, but Tarantino has sparked that one again.
Yeah.
Somebody saying Django Unchained is his best film. Oh, I thought that was excellent as well.
Actually.
Inglourious Basterds.
Oh, that's a good film.
That's pretty good. Death Proof is all right, says someone else here.
He's done a lot, hasn't he?
He's more, I'd say about 12 in total. But his last one, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the one with Brad Pitt, that was in 2019. Didn't really, wasn't mad about it at all. You know. Let's go. Red FM Breakfast.
With KC.